Blog Talk Radio.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Hi, this is Nashville record producer Kim Copeland. Welcome to In the Country, an Artist Insights exclusive production, bringing you up close and personal interviews with your favorite country music stars. Now here's the host of In the Country, Dave Woods.
Glad you could join us. Special thanks to Robert Moody for his help with today's show. It is my pleasure to welcome from Marietta, Georgia, country artist Samantha Page. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show. I've been looking forward to this one. Now, let's start by telling our listeners, or you can tell our listeners, Samantha, how old you are.
I am 16 years old.
So when did you first start singing and get into music and realize this was something you were going to put a lot of your energy and your heart into?
It's kind of hard to say when I started singing. I've always been a performer. When I was younger, I was in dance, and I was really shy when I was younger, but put me in front of an audience or hand me a microphone, and I would shine, I guess I can say. And so when I was in the first grade, I had a teacher, Mr. Young, and he noticed that I was really shy, but I loved to sing. So he put me up in front of the classroom, and I belted My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
Wow.
And so after that, I was still dancing, but then I started getting into some musical theater groups.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really loved singing. So I dropped dancing, and I have my current voice teacher is Robin Ball, and she's who really got me going and has helped me out a lot with singing, so I love it so much.
And so what were the influences around you that led you into singing specifically country music? Is it the type of music you grew up around in your home?
I actually didn't grow up listening to a lot of country music. I listened to some. I listened to Shania Twain and Leanne Rimes, but I'm not really sure what it is. I guess just when I started singing, I had a little country in me, so that's what led me there.
That's sort of just the way your voice is. It just kind of has that country feel to it, so that kind of led you in that direction.
Yeah, and then when I started playing guitar, it just, I guess that brought it out even more. So
who are some of the artists today, say, or in the last couple of years, that you really listen to and are trying to maybe model your career after and have a career like theirs? Is there anybody like that out there now?
Well, Carrie Underwood, I would say, is amazing and all around talented. So she's definitely one that I would look up to. And then I'd say that Taylor Swift is a great influence on especially someone like me and my age, because when she was my age, she was selling millions and everyone knew she was, and she introduced a lot of people into country music. So I look up to them a lot for that.
And what I found really fascinating through your songs and through your MySpace site is how much songwriting you've done at this early age, and just that you've got such an interest in it. And I know that you go out and play at different events and play the songs you've written. So how did the songwriting become a part of your act, so to speak?
I think that songwriting is really important when you want to become a singer, because you can go out and sing covers, but what really makes you your own individual self is writing. So I think it was about 2 years ago is when I started writing, and my teacher, Robin Ball, helps me write a lot of my music. But I love writing and performing my music because it shows kind of just what I'm going through, and it's just a lot of fun to me.
So then do you kind of draw from, kind of like Taylor Swift does, and she talks about this, do you draw from things going on in your life and your friends' lives, and that's sort of where you get your inspiration for the songs you write?
Yes, I try to get a lot of my inspiration through my own personal experiences and relationships, or I'll look at my friends' relationships and write about them. But when I'm writing, I try to just write whatever I'm in the mood for. Like, if I've had a bad day, my songs will probably turn out sad. But if I'm in a really good mood, I'll just make up a happy song. And sometimes my songs don't exactly revolve around what's going on in my life, but it's something that I believe in or something that's just fun that I want to sing about. So.
And you've performed these around at a lot of different places. I noticed on your schedule the Bluebird Cafe is coming up. Now, have you performed there before? And what kind of response do you get to, say, the songs you've written when you're performing them live? Do you get a good response, and how does that feel?
Yes, I have been at the Bluebird once. I went up there for my spring break this year, and I got the chance to perform a few of my songs there at just one of their writer's night. But at any writer's night, it's just so fun to sing my own songs, and the audiences are always really sweet to me, and I get good feedback, so I really like that. I like being around other artists who write and who give me feedback.
It's pretty inspirational, isn't it, being around the other writers, and you can pick up ideas from them, and you can just sort of work in that kind of with that camaraderie. Now, let's talk about the recording studio. So you've been in the recording studio for a lot of the songs you've done, obviously. Do you feel pretty comfortable in there now?
I do feel comfortable. Actually, all my songs on my mind. Am I still on here?
Yep. Yeah, there was just a little break there, but you're back now, Samantha.
Okay. Well, all my songs that are on my MySpace right now were recorded a little over a year ago, so it's kind of old, but I've been in the recording studio just to sing a little bit, and I'm hoping to get back in there, but I love being in the recording studio, and since the last time I recorded, my voice, I believe, has matured a lot, so I'm really looking forward to hopefully getting back in the recording studio soon.
That must be a pretty good feeling, knowing that you can listen back to something a year or so ago and realize that you have grown as a singer and that the next thing you do is going to be that much better. So that's a pretty confident feeling.
Yes. Thank you.
There you go. Now, what about balancing homework and your singing career? I noticed you had posted a blog on your site and talked about that, how, you know, things are so busy. So did you sort of have to be really disciplined to sort of set aside time for homework and then set aside other time for writing songs and practicing your singing?
Yeah, you definitely have to be disciplined. But what I've learned this past year, in the beginning of this year, this school year, I wasn't doing as good, and I also wasn't out performing as much, and I noticed that this semester when I was out and I was busy all the time, somehow I just got a lot more done. I got a lot more done at school, and I did better this semester, and then I also have been up in Nashville way more and will be there more, and I've been writing more. So I think being disciplined and for me, having a busier schedule just helps me get things done all around.
Now, the songs that you have on your site, and we're going to be playing one in a moment. I'll ask you about that one. Are they all together now on one CD, or is that still yet to happen?
I don't have a CD out, say, to sell to anyone, but I have my own CD. The reason I don't have a CD yet is because I don't have full band tracks, so that's one thing I'm looking forward to.
Oh, good. Now, I want to play for our listeners now, Samantha, your song Stay Here for a While. Can you tell us a bit about the story behind the song before we let everyone hear it?
This song actually was written for me by my teacher Robin Ball and Todd Bradley, and they wrote it with all that was going on in my life in their minds, and the line in it, Trisha's off to school, kind of talks about my sister going to college. And so that song's just kind of meant to be about staying in your innocence.
Oh, wow. Okay. So let's let our listeners hear this now. This is Samantha Page with Stay Here for a While on In the Country.
Changing world. bends all the rules. Promise rings and questioning the feelings that I feel. I'm holding on for days that are gone. One more fairy tale. So baby, let's just stay here for a while.
And that is Samantha Page, Stay Here for a While on In the Country, and we're speaking with Samantha on the line. Great song, Samantha, really well written, well sung, and it's got a real nice deep message to it as well.
Well, thank you.
Now, we're going to turn now to the In the Country fun question file, Samantha. So this is where I'll ask you a few questions that just kind of to let us get to know you a little better.
All right.
So the first one is, can you tell us your favorite TV show?
Oh, goodness. I watch a lot of MTV, and lately I've been watching, The Bachelorette's on. I like that a lot, but that's not MTV. But on MTV I watch The Hills.
Okay, exactly. Yep, that makes sense. Now, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you like to go?
I would really, really love to go to Cabo, Mexico. I've been to Cancun, and but Cabo sounds really nice.
And what's the attraction there? Just the great weather?
I don't know. It just looks like a beautiful place and a fun place to go.
That sounds good. And the final question in the fun question file, Samantha, is what is your favorite food? What do you really like to eat?
That's hard because I eat almost anything, but one of my favorite things is Japanese steakhouse food, all of it. It's so good.
Oh, wow. Now, there's some nice places like that around here where you are in Georgia?
Yeah, there are Sapporo's and Shogun. It's where I always go for my birthday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, thanks very much for answering those, Samantha. Getting back to the music, I want to know if you have any advice for other, say, teenagers who are thinking about getting into singing and doing songwriting and all that kind of stuff. What advice would you give them to sort of get them off to a good start?
My advice that I would give them is, songwriting helps out a lot, and even if you have someone helping with you, if you start out with your own music, I think that already gives you an extra push. And then also, just sing anywhere you can. I started out just in coffee shops around me and around the area. And I guess just a lot of hard work, and it helps a lot to be able to play an instrument, I think, when you go out. And if you want to perform, it helps to have that with you. But if it's something they really love to do, then just spend a lot of time on it and keep up with your MySpace. That's a good thing to do.
Definitely, isn't it? It's such a good networking tool.
Yeah, it is.
You must find that, too, just being able to develop fans, and obviously you get a lot of messages from your fans. So, yeah, maybe just talk a bit about MySpace and just how much it's sort of done for your career so far.
Well, it's definitely done a lot. Adding friends, I get to have a lot of feedback from people. And then I noticed that I didn't have quite as much plays. After a while, you know, I have the same songs. But then when I had a photo shoot, then I started getting a lot more viewers. So it's little things like that. It's not always just your music. And then when you start talking to people and blogging, getting to know people, that helps bring in a lot of people to your MySpace.
Definitely. Like we've said, it's just a great way to attract people to your music, and you can put up pictures and new songs and sort of get feedback on all those things, which is great. If you had to record one CD of just one artist's music, so you had to do, say, 10 of their songs, which artist would you choose? Is there somebody that you like enough that you could record that many of their songs and really bring a part of you to it?
I guess I would have to go back to Carrie Underwood, because all of her songs are phenomenal. I love them, and I've done a lot of practice singing her songs, and they've got great ranges to them. So.
And did you follow her on American Idol when she was climbing up and finally winning?
I followed it a little bit. I don't watch. It's kind of weird because I sing, but I don't watch American Idol as much as I guess I should. But, yeah, I followed her, and I was rooting for her.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, and she's gone on to do well and become a big member of the Grand Ole Opry now. Is that something you would like to eventually do, sing on the Opry stage and then become a member down the road once you've got a few CDs out?
I would love that. Oh, my gosh. In Nashville, I think that would be a great place to be, of course.
And in general, going to Nashville, you've been there several times, I know. What is the feel like it for you there? And do you just feel more inspired being in that atmosphere where all the other singers and songwriters are?
Yes, it's great being in that atmosphere. I think that if I lived there, I could probably get 20 times as much done as I do here, because just being around everyone is so inspirational. And when I'm up there, it makes me want to do even more. And there's so many places to go out and sing every single night. And so, like when I was up there on spring break, I just didn't want to come home. But ever since then, it's left me working a lot harder, and I'm excited to get back up there.
That's great. When you were there in Nashville, any of the times, did you meet any celebrities or any famous singers that you knew of?
There's one I'm really lucky, one singer, James Otto, that I've gotten to hang around with because Todd Bradley works with him. And
right.
And so I've gotten to hang out and listen to him and his band practice, and I've gotten to go to some of their performances. And so he's a really nice guy. And I think you learn that when you get to know the artist. It's just like, they're a normal person. People think of them as just, you know, so different. But they're, he was really sweet. So
isn't that nice, eh, when somebody that you know and you see on TV and hear, and you meet them in person, and they're as nice as you hope they'd be?
Yeah.
And he's got some great songs. I really enjoy I Just Got Started Loving You and a couple other songs he's had out so far. So have you had a chance to perform with him at all on stage, or you've just been sort of around while they've performed?
No, I haven't gotten a chance to perform with him yet, but maybe one day. That would be nice.
Now, on that subject, one question I like to ask, it's always interesting to hear the answers. If you could do duets with one male singer and then another duet with a female singer, who would you choose for those songs? Who would you really love to have a song duetted with?
For the male, I'd say it's between two people.
Okay.
Keith Urban, which I'm sure you've gotten before.
That's a popular answer.
his song, You're Everything, is really great. all of his songs are. And then John Mayer, I also love John Mayer.
Ah, great.
Even sort of from the. I guess with John Mayer, it would be not as much country. I guess a little bit of country rock.
Yeah, he's more in the country rock, popish, somewhere around there, but great music as well from John.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two very good choices. Yeah, I haven't had John Mayer before, but definitely Keith Urban. All the ladies and the girls usually pick him. Now, what about for a female, if you could do, you know, sometimes there are those female duets that come out. Do you have anyone you'd like to do that with?
Miranda Lambert would be really cool to do with, to sing with, or Carrie Underwood. You've noticed I'm a fan by now.
Yep, there's a pattern there, exactly. Now, with Miranda Lambert, she's got more of a sort of an outlaw style or more of a grittier country, however you'd want to word it. Do you like that style as well? Whereas Carrie Underwood sort of got the popish side, but Miranda's got that real rootsy country feel.
Yeah, I like that in Miranda, and I've been writing more songs lately that have more of that feel, and hopefully those will be recorded soon. But I've been doing the more upbeat, gritty type songs, I guess you'd say.
Sounds good, Samantha. Now, the next song we're going to play for all our listeners and your fans is a song called I'm Not. Can you tell us a bit about that one?
Yes. This was one of my first songs that I wrote with Robin. And the kind of guy that I have in mind for a perfect guy for me would be brown hair and blue eyes. But this song was written kind of about how I feel like that guy would just have potential of breaking my heart. So I'm just saying I'm not going to even go for it. So that's what the song is about.
That sounds good. We look forward to hearing it. This is Samantha Page and I'm Not here on In the Country.
My mind, if I owe broken heart. A boy like you could tear my world apart. So I'm not falling in love with you, and I'm not gonna be that fool who thinks that you're the one who hung me. You're not in my every thought, so why should I give you a shot? I'll keep you from my heart with all I.
That's Samantha Page with her song, I'm Not, here on In the Country, and we've been talking with Samantha on the line. Samantha, what message would you have for your fans who are listening and who support you throughout each year with your music? What would you like to say to them?
Well, I'd like to thank them, of course, for all their support, and I mean, I don't know if I have much more to do but just thank them for being there for me.
Great to have the support of them. And what about family? How important is having family around you to help you in this kind of career?
Oh, family is great because they just help me and they keep me going and they push me. And, of course, they have to help me. They support me. And my dad especially has always been there for me, and he's always working me harder and harder. So without them, I don't know if I could be as far as I am now.
Is there other musical people in your family, in your immediate family or extended family, anybody who plays instruments or sings, or are you the first one to try this?
On my dad's side of the family, they're more on the musical side. My grandma is a member of the Opera of America, I think it is, yes. So she's helped me a lot, too. She actually tried getting me to go towards the opera, but I didn't think I was...
weren't quite ready to take that step, eh?
Yeah.
Now, among your friends at school, is country music, let's say today's country music, Carrie Underwood's and Kelly Pickler's and Taylor Swift, is that a popular form of music, or do you have to try to convince them how cool country is?
I don't think I have to convince them at all. I think a lot of them like that, and a lot of them encourage me and keep me going, and they enjoy the country too, so.
Oh, that's great to know. That's very good. Now, just got a couple of moments left here, Samantha, and I wanted you to let our listeners know where they can find you on the internet so they can check out more of your music.
They can find me on my MySpace page, which is www.myspace.com/Samantha's Country Music.
Sounds very good, and I want to thank you very much for coming on the show today, Samantha. It's been a pleasure to speak with you. And before we go, I just also wanted to ask you, looking ahead to the next year, what some of the highlights you're looking forward to in the next year with your music, shows or possibly a CD?
Looking forward to this summer, I'm going to be in just a few weeks at CMA Fest, and then I will be singing in the Songwriters Festival in Nashville, and then I'm also just looking forward to getting back up in Nashville a lot more, singing out and singing in festivals. I just sent out some folders to do that, and hopefully I'll be able to record with a full band this year.
That sounds great. Well, we wish you all the best with your music, Samantha, and have a great summer.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. My guest today has been country artist from Marietta, Georgia, Samantha Page. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Dave Woods. In the Country is an Artist Insights exclusive production.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.